Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. A Christian wedding ceremony is not the finish line, it is the beginning. Many couples spend months preparing for the wedding day. They choose the venue, the clothing, the flowers, the music, the food, the photographer, the guest list, the vows, and the ceremony details. These things matter. Beauty matters, order matters, hospitality matters. But the wedding day is not the marriage. The wedding day begins the marriage. That is why a Christian wedding officiant must see the ceremony as more than a beautiful event. The ceremony is a covenant doorway. The bride and groom enter through it as embodied souls before God. The bride comes as an organic female image bearer. The groom comes as an organic male image bearer. Together they enter Christian marriage as one woman and one man before the Lord. Genesis 2:24 says, "Therefore a man will leave his father and his mother and will join with his wife, and they will be one flesh." Jesus affirmed this in Matthew 19 when he said, "What therefore God has joined together, don't let man tear apart." That means the ceremony is not merely a celebration of what the couple already feels. It is a public entrance into what God has designed. The couple does not create the truth of marriage. The couple enters the truth of marriage before God. A Christian wedding ceremony should therefore point beyond the moment. The vows are not just beautiful words. They are promises meant to be lived. The rings are not just symbols for photographs. They are daily reminders of covenant faithfulness. The prayer is not just a ceremonial closing. It is a cry for God's presence in the years ahead. The officiant should help the couple understand that the marriage will require formation. They will need forgiveness. They will need patience. They will need truth-telling. They will need spiritual rhythms. They will need prayer. They will need scripture. They will need a local church or Christian community. They will need wise mentors. They will need help when conflict comes. They will need to learn how to love when the emotions are not easy. 1 Corinthians 13 is often read at weddings, but it is not merely wedding poetry. It teaches covenant character. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not brag. Love is not proud. Love does not behave inappropriately. Love does not seek its own way. Love is not easily provoked. Love does not keep a record of wrongs. Love rejoices with the truth. That is marriage formation. Ministry Sciences helps us notice that ceremony words shape expectations. If the ceremony only says, "You found your perfect person," the couple may expect marriage to work automatically. But if the ceremony says, "You are entering covenant life before God," the couple is invited into discipleship. This is why the officiant's words matter. A Christian wedding minister should not merely say, "Enjoy your wedding day." The minister should also say, "Begin your marriage well." For a one wedding officiant, this means taking the ceremony seriously enough to point the couple toward lifelong faithfulness. For an experienced officiant, it means building follow-up invitations into the wedding process. For church staff ministers, it means connecting the couple to the local church's marriage support. For chaplains, it means remembering that even a brief ceremony can point toward ongoing care. For life coach ministers and romance officiants, it means helping couples move from ceremony excitement into covenant habits. The ceremony begins the marriage. Beauty serves covenant. Personalization serves truth. Vows become a way of life. And the Christian officiant helps the bride and groom step into marriage with dignity, clarity, and grace before God.